Now, of course, it's tax time coming up. The deadline for filing the 2017 federal return is coming up on Tuesday, April 17. And because of some quirks in the calendar, it's been pushed out to Tuesday, April 17. The first quirk is that the 15th today fell on a Sunday, so the IRS is closed, so that automatically moved it a day to the 16th, and because of a local holiday in a local area, it was moved an additional day to the 17th. Now, of course, you have the ability to get an automatic 6-month extension on the filing of your tax return, and that is, of course, by filling out the proper form. When you file the extension form, you get an automatic 6-month extension. Here's what that does. That gives you the ability to file your return in as late as mid-October on that simple 6-month automatic extension. Here's what it does not do. It does not give you any additional time to pay your taxes that are due. All of the income tax that you are required to pay by this coming Tuesday, April 17th, has to be paid by that date. Just because you get an automatic 6-month extension, that does not have any effect whatsoever on the obligation to pay up taxes due for 2017 tax year by this Tuesday, April the 17th. So keep that in mind. Some people get a little bit confused about that. Oh, well, I filed an extension. I don't have to pay. Not true. An extension gives you an extension to file the paperwork. You still have to pay by the 17th this year for last year's taxes. Let me mention something else that the extension does not do. It does not extend the period of time that you can make a contribution for 2017 IRA contributions. Such contributions must be made by this Tuesday. The last day to make a 2017 IRA contribution is this Tuesday. If you get an extension, that only applies to the paperwork. So those are a couple of very important points that apply to those extension features. And it's amazing, but the data shows that an amazing number of investors wait until the last day to make their IRA contribution. Now, the last day for the 2017 contribution, as I mentioned, is this coming Tuesday, April 17. An amazing number of people, some of whom may be listening right now, will make their 2017 IRA contribution on Monday or Tuesday of this week, instead of having made it at the beginning of 2017, or at the very least, having averaged it in during the course of 2017. So it's just human nature. It's just procrastination. Well, I'll do it later. Well, I still have time. Well, time's running out. Time's running out on that 2017 IRA contribution clock really fast. But there are still another couple of days. So remember, your IRA contribution money must be covered by earned income. Earned income is money that you earn working. That is what we talk about when we say earned income. We're not talking about unearned income, like interest that you earned on something or a dividend that was paid to you by some entity. No, that's not what we're talking about when we talk about earned income. Earned income would be like a salary, wages, commissions, things like that. It would not include income from Social Security, income from a pension, or dividend or interest income from an investment portfolio. That's not earned income. That is unearned income. In fact, here's an interesting note. Did you know that there are only two? Oh, this should be on the Money Talk final. Yes, I have to put this. I have to put so on the Money Talk final exam. I can give advance notice that I'm going to have to put this one because it's just, it's too cool not to put it on. There are two states. There are two states that do not tax earned income, but they tax unearned income. Yeah. Only two. Two states that have no state income tax on earned income, but they do tax unearned income, including things like interest and dividends, those kinds of things. Do you know what those two states are? Only two. There are seven other states that have no state income tax at all. We've talked about them from time to time. And then all the others have a state income tax. But those two that only tax the unearned income, do you know what they are? I suppose some of you know what they are, who they are, where they are. But, yeah, we have to put that on the Money Talk final. It's just too good. It's too good a question not to put it on there. I mean, I would be a fool not to include that on the Money Talk final. I'll say it myself. Now, this year, we're talking about the tax year 2017 here. This 2017 tax year, where you still have two more days to make your contribution to your IRA for 2017, here are the amounts. You're allowed to put up to $5,500. Or if you're age 50 or older, you're allowed to put another $1,000. This is called the catch-up provision, frequently confused with catch-up, which it is not. It is the catch-up provision. And that additional $1,000 at 50 or older, you can put in $6,500. You don't have to put in the full amount. If you cannot afford to do so, for heaven's sakes, go ahead and put in whatever you can afford to put in. But it certainly is a way for you to stash some money away and let that money increase in value over time before you get out to the retirement timeline. So those are the amounts. And if you're married and you have a spouse who would like to have an IRA but doesn't have a job, well, of course, all spouses have jobs, right, but doesn't have a paid job, then they too can have their own IRA account called a spousal IRA as long as it's covered by your earnings. Now, let me give you a simple example. Let's take a couple 50 years of age with earned income. I'm making this really simple. With earned income of $30,000. They would be allowed. Now, one of the spouses works and makes $30,000. The other spouse works at home but doesn't get paid. That's the way it works, right? Well, that couple with, let's make it $40,000 income. That couple with $40,000 in income under the IRA provisions would be allowed either tomorrow or Tuesday to put up to $13,000 in IRA accounts, in two IRA accounts, the wage earner's IRA and the spousal IRA. Up to $13,000, $6,500 each for the 2017 tax year. Now remember, this expires Tuesday night. You won't be able to do this for 2017. You can certainly do it for 2018, but we're trying to maximize this particular benefit, which is what it is. It's a tax deferred or tax privilege, the tax privilege benefit, depending on whether you do a traditional or a Roth. It's a tax privilege benefit. So there you have it. $5,500 under age 50 or $11,000 for 55 plus 55, $11,000 for a married couple under 50, or 13,000, 6,500 plus 6,500 married couple above the 50 or above. Now, that's a great opportunity for you to put money aside. I hope many of you have been doing it for a long time, to the extent you can afford to do so. Again, whatever portion of that. If you're confused about the Roth and the traditional, you know, a lot of people, they just split the difference and they do half and half. They do half in the traditional and get the deductibility in many cases, and they do half in a Roth. And you can do that as well. That way you're going down both tracks, and you can make a decision, postpone the decision down the road as to which way you want to go, if you just want to go one way. But that way you have both benefits going for you in the traditional and the Roth by splitting the money that you put in there. I think that's a great idea for those of you that really don't know whether you prefer a Roth or a traditional IRA. That is a fantastic way to solve the problem if you just don't know.